Yeah, good morning. No, they're not. Some people say they're going to get better, but we'll talk about that in just a minute. You know, the market just continues to streak ahead and perplex everybody. In fact, of course, last week was the end of November, and the S&P 500 closed in the green for the eighth straight week. That's its longest winning streak since 2004. If you look at the month of November, it was another great month for the stock markets. The Dow was up 3.5%, S&P 500 was up 2.8%, and the NASDAQ was up 3.6%. And if you look at the Dow and the S&P 500, they're both trading at record levels. Now, the NASDAQ's still not at a record level, but it's the highest it's been in 13 years. Dow futures are pretty much flat this morning, but, wow, what a strong year for the market. Of course, it helps when the Federal Reserve is pumping $85 billion a month of funny money into the system to buy long-term bonds. This is going to be an important week in terms of economic data, part of that reason being because the Fed did not meet in November. The Federal Open Market Committee meets the 17th and 18th of December. The question is, will the Fed begin to taper, that is, cut back on that $85 billion a month I just mentioned? Well, most people say not, but this week we get a lot of employment data. We get the jobs numbers from the government. We also get ADP numbers. We get another look at GDP, gross domestic product, an update on that. And if those numbers are good enough, maybe the Fed will be spurred to do something on the 18th of December and begin that long-awaited tapering that we've been hearing about. Now let's talk about retail sales. Of course, today is the day that some people say is Cyber Monday. They expect 131 million Americans to shop online today. But the blur continues to happen about when it really begun, when it begins, because many of the retailers started Cyber Monday early, just like they started Black Friday early. In fact, Target says this is Cyber Week. And then, of course, some other companies like JCPenney and Macy's and others started promotions yesterday. So when did Cyber Monday really start? Well, we don't know, but a lot of people will be doing that today instead of working. And so some people say this is a day that cost the U.S. employers a lot of billions of dollars in productivity. But what happened over the Thanksgiving and the Black Friday and all that? Well, the National Retail Federation estimates shopping dropped 2.7%. The consumer spent $57.5 billion. That's the first time we've seen a drop over that Thursday and Friday in, they say, 7 years. The average consumer, they say, spent $407.02. I don't know how they know that. They say that's down 3.9% from last year. The number of shoppers did go up, though, from 139 million last year to 141 million, so more shoppers spending less money. But this National Retail Federation contends that they still say that retail sales for the holiday season are going to grow 3.9%. What we do know is this, is that online sales continue to outpace what's happening in the brick-and-mortar stores. Online sales climbed 17.3% on Thanksgiving and on Black Friday. There was a day where they spent $1.2 billion. They say the Internet sales are going to increase about 16% for the holiday season. What were the most visited sites? Well, as you might guess, Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Best Buy, and Target. And then, of course, in addition to this being Cyber Monday, this is also the day, as the Governor Huckabee just alluded to, that hopefully the Obamacare website is going to work more efficiently. It's kind of interesting that Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius says that there has been a, quote, dramatic improvement, as the word she used in an opinion piece published in the USA Today, in terms of the website. Of course, a pretty low standard to overcome since it was a disaster. But she does say this. She encourages people to use the site during, quote, off-peak hours. And she warns that even though it's vastly improved, it won't work smoothly for everybody. So you might want to consider getting up about 2 o'clock in the morning. I guess that would be off-peak. See if you can get on and see if you can go to one of the exchanges and see what you can do to cover yourself for health insurance.
I think CNN tried it today, John, and it broke down for them anyway. They couldn't get in it, so I guess the 2 a.m. is what they'll have to try.
Well, you know what? I mean, you wouldn't expect it. They only had 3.5 years and $1 billion to make it work. So,
all right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.